I'm going to talk briefly about our new records management e-learning modules, which were launched on the website today. So you can go back after the forum and have a look if you want to. And I'm also going to demonstrate one of the modules. To give you some background, as you may know, government record keeping have been training public officers in records management for a number of years, and most of that has been face-to-face training. Usually our training program is pretty popular, but we've had in recent years quite a drop-off in attendance. And we ran a training survey late last year and identified during that survey that one of the reasons that people are not coming to our face-to-face courses is that they simply don't have budgets for training anymore, particularly since the financial crisis. And that exacerbated if they need to not only pay for the course, but they actually need to pay for travel and accommodation in order to get to Sydney or a regional centre. In the survey, we asked people if they would be interested in courses offered online, and the option was looked on favourably by over 80% of people who responded to the survey. So we decided to investigate online training. We're not seeing this as replacing face-to-face training, but as a supplement to it and an opportunity for those people who simply can't get to the face-to-face courses. In February and March of this year, we spoke to a number of agencies who are already involved in online training, and we had a look at some of the products they were using, and we also investigated some other products on the market. There's quite a few products to do with e-learning, but we ended up purchasing an authoring tool that's known as Lectora, which is built by ITC Learning, because it suited our needs and our budget the best. Lectora allows us to produce content that is more interactive than a simple PowerPoint presentation, so our courses can have pop-up boxes, items you can click on, graphics, and they can also include surveys or tests. Lectora then enables us to provide short modules. We're converting them to HTML and then placing them on our website. So users can view them there at any time that's convenient to them, and it doesn't cost anything. For those who are unable to access the modules from the website, we can post a CD-ROM. We don't have a learning management system at State Records, and we're not going to be tracking what individuals are using the courses or the scores that they're getting in the test. The only statistics that we need to keep is how many times each module is used. Having said that, Lectora is SCORM and AIC compliant, which are the two widely accepted standards for e-learning. And so what we could potentially do with our courses is to supply them to agencies who do have learning management systems, and then they could potentially adapt the courses so they can track who uses them and what scores they got in tests if they want to keep those results. They could also modify the courses if they wanted to make them more customised to their organisation. So if you have a learning management system and you're interested in doing that, all you need to do is contact us so that we can organise the right version for you. In April and May, we produced 6 courses for 3 different target groups: the nominated senior officers, records managers and staff, and action officers. And they were piloted in June and July to a small number of users. So I'll just look at these courses very briefly. Under one of our standards released under the State Records Act, every public officer is required to assign strategic responsibility for their records management program to a senior manager who's known as the nominated senior officer. Now, often the person who's chosen as the nominated senior officer has little experience in records management. So this course is to teach them about what is expected of them if they take on that role. The next 3 courses are all prerequisites for our face-to-face training courses. One of the things that the training survey confirmed is that people really don't want to have more than 1-day courses face-to-face and 2 at an absolute maximum. We have had an issue with that because there's so much information we need to convey in those courses. Trying to fit it into 1 or 2 days has always been a problem. And particularly so now we have the whole issue of digital records to deal with as well. So we thought e-learning would also be an opportunity for us to take some of the theoretical information from those courses, which tended to be a bit dry to deliver anyway, and to put them in e-learning modules and make those prerequisites for the courses. So we have done that with a couple of courses. Record keeping concept and framework for record keeping in the New South Wales public sector used to take up the first half day of records management fundamentals, our face-to-face training course. So they've been moved into 2 online modules that are prerequisite. They have to complete them before they actually come to the course. And that gave us all this extra time within the course. So we've redeveloped the course and put a lot of digital content in there. The digital record keeping concept online module is a prerequisite for our managing digital records course. But even though they're prerequisites, they're also able to be done as standalone courses. So if you have someone who doesn't know what a record is, you can go and do record keeping concepts and find it out from there. You don't need to actually follow through with the training. There are also two email courses that we developed for different audiences. Email management is a two-part module that's directed at records managers and teaches them best practice in relation to the creation, capture, management, storage and disposal of email. And then we also have an email course that is directed at all action officers in an organisation who have some responsibilities for email. So that's telling them exactly what they should be doing. So from today, these courses are available on our website. If you go to the training link from the homepage, you can get into them that way. Or there's a training resource centre link from the record keeping part of the website, and you'll get a page that looks like this, the training resource centre. So I'm just going to demonstrate now your responsibilities for managing email. This module takes about 20 minutes to complete. In the pilot, we found that people were doing it in about 15. And we certainly didn't want to make it any longer than that, because this is the one that's directed at all action officers in an organisation. So the chances are that, you know, they're not going to want to do a course for too long. It's using our standard template. So all the six courses up at the moment are using this template, which is pretty straightforward to use. You've got your forward back buttons there, an exit button at the top, and there's also a menu down the side, so you can go to various sections of the course quite easily. The template also features the progress bar at the top, so you can track how far you are into the course. All our current courses also feature the dancing exclamation mark. Now, I must say, in the pilot, we found people either love this or hated it. So I do apologise if you hate it. But basically, it's an opportunity to take some of the information away from the main page, because with online learning, when you're writing, you really can't have too much information on a page at a time. So it's taking examples and tips and things like that and still providing them, but without it being on the first page that you see. The aim and the learning objectives are standard to all of our courses, just as part of the introduction. It features things like these appearing bullet points again, so that you're not faced with too much information on the page when you first see it. And this is the main part of this course, really. These five objectives that are coming up, the five responsibilities. So the rest of the module goes and explores those five responsibilities. I won't give you the opportunity to read it all. You can do that when you go back home. But just to show you some of the features, you can we've got hover buttons, so you can hover over the text and have things appearing. We've also got, we feature a lot of do's and don'ts pages, so it's, excuse me, so you can get the message across quite succinctly. This is another nifty little feature that some of them have. And you also have the opportunity to download some information. So you can see there you can download these questions. So if action officers actually wanted to have it on their desk to remind them, they wouldn't have to go back and look in the course all the time. There's also the opportunity to add links. So there's quite a few hyperlinks within the courses. This one's a click-on feature. And as I said, we had the opportunity to put in some little quizzes. One of the things with the quizzes is I've programmed them so that you can't actually move on within the course until you've answer the question. So if you get to this point and you can't move any further, that's possibly why. So I'm just going to use the menu and go to the next section. Again, do's and don'ts in this section. Again, I click on one. And there's a help page on every course as well. This one's just referring to the records manager in the agency, but a lot of them will refer to state records and give our contact details. And then at the end of each course, you've got the opportunity to get a certificate, so you can just print that off. Just a few things I should note. Our courses do work best in the latest version of Internet Explorer. If you're using other browsers, you might find that there are some minor hitches. For example, in the pilot, we found that with Firefox, sometimes the exit button at the top, the X, does not work. And in some of the earlier versions of the browsers, it may be quite slow to load. Or you might find that the images load separately to parts of the template to the text. Only by a few seconds, but you know, it makes a difference to the user experience. But there's not a great deal we can really do about that. So latest version of Internet Explorer if possible. And the other thing to know is that a number of the courses also use Flash features. This one doesn't, but some of the other ones do, so make sure Flash is installed. So that's basically what we've got for you at the moment, but there, of course, is a lot of potential with now we own Lectori that we can actually do a lot more courses. So if you've got any comments or suggestions, or you've got recommendations of what courses we should be doing next, please drop us a line. On that e-learning page, there's a contact us link. So just use that and drop us a line about what you think you'd like. And that's it.